Thanks, Mr. Chairman. As you just said, we held the second WTO Aid for Trade Global Review on the 6th and 7th of July. All our key partners were represented at this conference at the highest level, thereby reaffirming their continued support to this initiative, even in these difficult times. And the presence of the UN Secretary General, heads of international organizations and ministers were the clear demonstration of our collective resolve to collaborate to address the capacity challenges facing developing countries. Our assessment is that this conference was successful in taking stock of overall progress achieved since the initiative was launched in 2005, and also in highlighting the need for additional and substantive commitment from donors, particularly at this juncture when developing countries are facing even higher challenges as a result of the current global economic crisis. The conference was also successful in stressing the leadership role now played by many developing countries in articulating their priorities with the support of regional economic communities. In terms of moving forward on the Aid for Trade agenda, a few key issues were identified as priorities for our future work. In the first place, the need to reinforce the regional dimension of Aid for Trade. It is encouraging that our regional partners, the regional development banks, regional economic commissions, regional integration communities, have reaffirmed their commitment to play a leading role in Aid for Trade. Secondly, the need to maintain momentum on commitments post-OTAN. To this end, I've already begun making this point to all donors in my interactions with them. I also raised this point in my interactions with leaders, the recently concluded G8 summit in Italy, and I intend to continue to do so in future contacts at this level. And I'm happy to note that, at least at this juncture, I have not heard any donor declaring their intention to scale down their Aid for Trade support. In fact, a number of them have already indicated additional pledges to their 205 figures, despite current budgetary constraints they are facing. Thirdly, the conference was also unanimous on the need to enhance the role of the private sector in this initiative, and we will be consulting with private sector groups on this, and I've been assured by other Aid for Trade partners that they will be focusing on ensuring on their side that the private sector is fully engaged. And lastly, the conference highlighted the need to focus our attention towards evaluating the impact of Aid for Trade interventions in developing countries. The rationale for this is very clear. For this initiative to maintain the current level of political support, we need to demonstrate clearly and convincingly that Aid for Trade is bearing fruit on the ground and that the capacity to trade in developing countries is effectively being enhanced. And I have already begun consulting with our partners to borrow from their experience in evaluation. So in sum, this second Global Aid for Trade Review provided us with a clear roadmap of work on Aid for Trade under the leadership of the CTD, and I must thank the chair of the CTD for the energy, focus, dedication he has kept for the interests of this committee on Aid for Trade. And overall, I believe that this initiative has the potential to make the difference for developing countries' ability to realize the development gains from our work and from a conclusion of the round, and I'm, for the moment, reasonably convinced that we are on the right track. Thank you.